interested in dating somebody who's Asian? Well, then keep watching.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y-like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super-duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over a list of online dating websites geared towards those users who are Asian but are also looking to date other Asians, as well as those who aren't Asian and are looking to date other Asians as well. Some of these websites are going to be very specific towards that niche, and others are going to be a bit more broad, but you are allowed to be able to search through different ethnicities using these apps. Before we get into all that though, I do need to tell you guys about our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page hosts multiple different discounts for multiple different online dating websites, so you can date with a fatter wallet. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you take our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz will ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it will let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. Before I get into this first one though, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users are utilizing this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. This is going to move me on to number one on my list, which is no other than Tinder. Tinder might seem like a strange option to our viewers at first for this particular niche, but hear me out. Tinder is a great website to use in order to meet and float up with people who are Asians because of one unique feature, and that feature is Passport. Before I get too deep into that feature though, I should go over really quick for those of you who don't know exactly how Tinder works. So Tinder is a dating app that has been dominating the industry for the last 10 years or so now, and they're the app that has really popularized the swiping feature. What I mean by the swiping feature is that when you go in the app, you're going to be presented a ton of users in a stack form. You can think of it like a deck of cards. And each user is a card, and you decide if you're going to swipe left or swipe right on that user, depending on if you want to match with them or not. So if you and another user swipe right on each other, meaning you both like each other, then a match is made, and then you can freely communicate with each other. It is worth noting as well that Tinder has garnered a reputation for being more towards the casual dating realm, simply because they really focus their user accounts on their photos. So a lot of people are looking for physical attraction when they are looking at Tinder. That doesn't mean that there's strictly going to be just casual relationships on this website, but for the most part, that's what's present. Now let's get back to that Passport feature that I was talking about. And when you utilize this Passport feature, you're going to be utilizing the app exactly as you would. However, you're going to determine exactly where it is that you're going to be matching with other users. So when you utilize Tinder without this feature, you're actually just going to be matched up with people who are near your current location. But with the Passport feature, you can physically drop a pin anywhere on a world map and start matching with users from that particular area. This, of course, means that you can drop your pin anywhere in the entire realm of Asia and start matching with anybody from that area. This is great if you have any particular interest in any specific country in Asia or whatnot, because you can really pinpoint down to that country. Tinder is also one of the most popular dating apps worldwide, so you know there's going to be tons and tons of users for you to see through, even if you don't think that it's going to be popular in that area. And I do want to mention as well that this Passport feature is something that is a premium feature, so you do actually have to pay some money in order to utilize this feature, though for many users it's going to be worth it. So this is going to move me into number two on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to tell you guys about our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me into number two on my list, which is eHarmony. eHarmony has been a huge contender in the online dating world, and it's actually one of the first online dating websites that were out there. eHarmony even has sections of its website that are dedicated to international dating as well, so if that's something that you're looking to do, then this is a dating website that you should definitely look into. As you probably already know from eHarmony's classic commercials, eHarmony is for those users who are looking for serious long-term relationships. So if you're looking for hookups, eHarmony is definitely not going to be the place for you to be searching. It is worth mentioning as well that unlike Tinder, on eHarmony, you have to actually pay for a premium membership in order to communicate with other users. So if you do decide to use this app, then you 100% have to pay for that premium membership, and it is a bit pricier than most other online dating apps that are out there. However, eHarmony has really garnered a good reputation with their personality quiz and using that to make sure that the people that you're matching with on eHarmony are going to be compatible to you, meaning that these people are going to be catered to what you are looking for. And there's also a specific feature that you can utilize as well that will ensure that you can find an Asian partner, and it's that you can filter through all of the users by their ethnicity, which includes the Asian ethnicity. So this is going to move me on to the next one on my list. But before I jump into that, I did need to tell you guys about our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you want to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our online dating website deals page. So this is going to move me on to number three on my list, which is Asian Melodies. Unlike Tinder and eHarmony, Asian Melodies is really particularly geared towards those users who are looking for an Asian match. They also invite users to engage in long-distance relationships in order to find the one for them. When signing up, you'll be filling out your profile, which includes providing a profile picture, some bio information like your name, age, location, field of work, and marital status. You'll also fill out some info about yourself, which include traits, movies, hobbies, and music. You'll also fill out what you're looking for, which includes your goals or intentions, your preferred age range, and what your personality is like. And lastly, you'll fill out your own bio, which they call your story. Once your profile is all set, you will then be able to explore the rest of the website. Across the top of the page, you'll find a host of menus. These include newsfeed, search, people, messages, mailbox, and credits. You can see your profile and edit it by clicking on the icon in the top right of the page. Most of these menus are pretty self-explanatory, but I'll go over them very briefly. The newsfeed is where you see posts from all of the users on the website. It works very similarly to Facebook's newsfeed. The most recent post will be shown first. Search is where you can utilize the site's search engine. Their search engine allows you to search for users based on their location, their gender, if they have or want children, their drinking and smoking habits, their marital status, their religion, and even their education level. The people menu is similarly set up to Tinder, where users are presented to you one at a time and you decide if you like them or would rather skip on them. Messages and mailbox work pretty similar, and it's where you can communicate with other users. The difference is that messages works more like an instant message system, where mailbox works more like an email system. And the last menu to cover is credits. Credits are needed in order to communicate with other users on this website, and they will give you 20 credits to start out with, but it won't last long. So you'll need to be able to pay credits on the site if you want to communicate with other users here. You'll also find that on this page, it breaks down exactly what credits will get you, how much it will cost for credits to do certain things, and so on. So this is going to move me into the next one on my list, but before I jump into that, I do want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number four on my list, which is East Meet East. East Meet East is similar to Asian Melodies in the sense that it's finding users who are interested in dating those of the Asian ethnicity. When accessing the East Meets East homepage for the first time, you'll have the option to create an account using social media or by creating a username, selecting a password, and providing an email address. You will also need to give your gender, the gender of the matchups you are looking for, your ethnicity, and your zip code if you're from the United States or country if you're from outside of the United States. You can upload a profile picture at this point as well. East Meets East then sends you a verification email, and once you respond to that, you are free to start using the site. And honestly, navigating your way around this site is pretty easy. You'll immediately notice five major menu items at the top of your screen, which are search, messages, smiles, visitors, live stream, and subscribe. A few of these are pretty self-explanatory. Some of them I'll delve into a little bit more. Search is where you can search the site for potential matches. Messages is where you're going through your messages that you've sent and received. And subscribe is the place where you'll go to become a paying member. As for the other two, let's explain how they work. Smiles are a perfect way to show somebody that you are interested in them. Most dating websites have something similar, like liking somebody's profile or sending them a wink. When you click on the visitors tab, you will be shown everyone that's viewed your profile. This is a very effective way of finding people that might be interested in you and then checking out their profile to see if they are a match for what you are looking for. Not only is East Meet East so simple to navigate, but it's beautifully designed as well. All you need is right in front of you, and the color palette is definitely easy on the eyes. From what I can see here, there's no in-your-face advertising either, and it's not much of a chore to spend a few hours on the site looking for that perfect matchup. East Meet East also has an app that's available for both Apple and Android devices as well. It offers all the same features that you would find on the website, but if you do prefer the app version, like I usually do, then I definitely recommend it. Jumping back to the desktop version, let's look at the search parameters that they allow you to utilize. Some of these parameters include the age range of the matches you are looking for, their height, their body type, their location and distance from you, their interests, their marital status, the number of children they have, and their income. Of course, the more of these that you select, the narrower your search will be, and while it may turn up fewer matches, they are going to be closer to exactly what you're looking for, as long as they're honest on the profile at least. It is worth noting as well that women can actually sign up for this website for completely free and utilize it in order to contact other users. However, the men on the website do actually have to sign up for a premium membership in order to communicate with other users here. Now, this might seem like something that's a bit sexist. However, on most online dating websites, there's usually an influx of guys and not that many women. But if you put a price on a guy to join the website, then it's going to balance out the male-female ratio, and it's going to give those guys a lot more women to choose from because there aren't so many guys per one woman. Another cool perk as well is that when you do become a member on this website, you do also get access to read receipts as well, which is not something that's presented on a lot of online dating websites, so that's a great thing that you can utilize. Another thing that you can utilize as well before you sign up for any online dating website is our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts with multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find the links for those necessities in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. If you guys want to see some more content from us, I suggest you check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out. Super duper appreciate it. And we'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.